Warning, what you are about to hear is not suitable for all ages or listeners. We are not experts on any of these topics, and everything we say should be taken with a grain of salt.
Welcome to the Kickback. Proceed with caution and enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Kickback. Under no circumstance would I ever shit my pants.
I'm about to open your third eye. I'm finna enlighten everyone that's listening right now.
Yo, welcome to another episode of the Kickback. We're gonna have the use for you guys today: basketball, soccer. Actually, a little bit more than the use. Got a little golf. Our usual bullshit at the end. You know.
Yeah.
You got anything?
As per usual, you can check out my page.
Hell yeah.
Elevated.mda. Instagram, TikTok. Got the vids going. I actually made a video of my sister's gym.
Nice.
With, you know, it's just like the stupid spoof one with Georgie Bench. Yeah. And like, what was it, like 100 something?
115 at least.
Like a small ass 5-year old bench in 115.
Easily.
Easily.
A couple reps.
So it's not even her max.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, she repped out. Yeah. It definitely wasn't her max.
Yeah. That's but yeah, no, go peep the videos. Go peep my page.
Go peep the gym.
Yeah, go. Oh, yeah, go peep the gym too. Might as well. If you're a LaBelle native or in the area.
Fat and need to get fit.
Yep. I actually had one of the reels I posted, you know, long ago hit 1,700.
Nice.
I'm like, damn. Yeah, highest one so far.
Nice.
So go check out my page. Go like the videos. Hit me up if y'all listen to the podcast and you decide to follow me. I'll share y'all my story. Shout y'all out. The real MVPs. Better than that. Other than the page. That's about it for me.
Alright. Well, let's just get this out of the way first. Liv. You know Liv.
Mm-hmm.
Golf.
For people that don't know.
The Saudi Arabian golf league that was paying players from the PGA.
Like almost a startup league, been probably like
two, three years. Yeah.
Major competitor to PGA Golf, which is a conflict of interest with Saudi Arabia owning the league. It's like a moral standpoint, being like, oh, their rules, their laws,
their way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes against our way of life.
Yeah, yeah.
But they got oil money.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, yo, you need $200 million to play golf instead of trying to win a couple million every time?
Yeah.
For sure. Let's get on over here.
And it's a big, big pay jump from the PGA. Like, you got to win to get the big money.
You got to win to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
To get actual money.
Hell yeah. Other than that, you're walking home with maybe $12,000.
And for the LIV Golf, Saudi Arabian Golf.
It's almost like a salary.
Yeah. You get paid no matter how good you do. I'm sure there are like incentives and shit, but for the most part you're getting paid if you're in there.
Yeah, 100%.
Just to break that little PGA LIV Golf rivalry.
Yeah, well,
startup.
They recently merged.
Yeah,
which is technically the biggest thing in sports that we've seen. Honestly, like, I know, like, we don't think of it like that because it's not like a play or anything, but we've never seen leagues merge like that.
Yeah.
Big leagues.
Well, especially for golf, PGA was basically the only
league.
Yeah.
You know, besides going to the European League, the Ryder Cup,
but those aren't even that big. I mean,
they don't have American golfers. They'll do like all European players, you know. Yeah. Like if you're an Australian, you can't play in it. You know what I mean? Like, type of shit.
Well, I think I don't even know the league for any European ones, but if you ask PGA or whatever that league is, the casuals are going to say PGA for sure.
Oh, yeah, 100%. So, PGA, I mean, is like the NBA to the G League over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, there was a little bit of like a custody battle, if you would say, for these players.
Mm-hmm.
Some players wanted to stay and protect the name.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the respect of
PGA.
Of PGA, the tour, you know, all the championships and people before them.
Yeah.
And others were like, that's life-changing wealth.
It is.
You know what I mean? Generational wealth.
Yeah.
You know, like, why not? Fuck it. So, they merged, right? Because PGA was actually losing a lot more money trying to fight this.
Yeah.
Than they were actually getting because the good golfers, a handful of them, at least 15 to 20, went over there and signed there, and that took some people away, you know? People want to watch good golf.
So let me pitch this idea to you.
Go for it.
All right? If you had a contract, two different contracts, one contract is you get lots of money if you win, or if you get lots of money just if you join, which one you take?
If I join, dog.
Right?
I ain't even got to win.
Right? That's like a...
And that's a no-brainer for like someone that's always like ninth, eighth.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It's like the contract for winning would be like a kind of like a Lakers, because the PGA kind of has their... like name built up, or like if you just sign for this like a Hornet kind of team or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm getting paid either way, so I'd rather get paid not if we win, or you know, not only if we win is the big bucks.
That's a good reference, because also when Charlotte signs somebody, they'll sign somebody for big money, but it's never the superstar, it's just their best guy.
Yeah.
And he just gets a big bag for no reason. It'd be like,
I feel that. So, but, I'm taking the Hornet contract every time.
Yeah, you're going for that $200 billion.
Which in this reference would be the Lip Golf.
Yeah, the two that didn't go, that are the, I guess the how would I say this? For the PGA, they're for the PGA.
Yeah,
they're
advocates.
Advocates. I was gonna say aggregate, and I know it wasn't aggregate. Advocates are basically Tiger and Rory McIlroy.
Yeah,
they're the ones that didn't go, didn't take the money. Tiger didn't need the money. I don't think Rory did either. He's won a lot.
Tiger don't need shit. Like, he ain't even worried about like Nike endorsements or anything like that.
He's got money.
Not anymore. He's not.
He's got money. So he's just playing golf because he likes to play golf. But I think it's fucked, because think about all the PGA players that didn't switch over.
Yeah.
And now people are able to play in the same championships they were saying they can't play in.
Yeah.
Making $200 million.
Yeah. So, it doesn't sound like they merged. It just sounds like PGA kind of let their defenses down and just be like, okay, if we say that y'all can't play, then we're fucking our game up.
Merged.
Okay.
Using Saudi Arabia courses in PGA now. They'll be added. There'll be things, everything like that. It's a merger.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete merger, which brings up another thing where it's like, do those other players that were loyal to you get compensated? Does the PGA now have some money?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Will they do that? Because how would you
feel? If they merged?
If you stuck for PGA, PGA caved and had to merge, and now you're not getting compensated, and everyone else can come back and play with you.
No, I don't think that's...
Would you
I would be mad, yeah, but I don't think that's how it works, especially, you know, you said merge.
Yeah.
So it's like, if a bigger company took over, you know, my company, your company or something, you're going to be like with them, incorporated into their rules, and like new contracts would be signed, and I believe so.
So
I don't think it's like, oh yeah, we paid this guy $200 million just to play, and you know, I don't even got your I don't even know, because for PGA you don't get paid unless you win, so I'm pretty sure they're not like, oh, you're not getting any money unless you win. Me, that don't make no sense.
Well, I mean, it's a merge. You get money, it's just like, you get dead last, you might walk out with 12 grand. You know what I mean? Like, so you get paid. It's just you barely got compensated for flying out here, doing everything, and paying a caddy. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a living. The only reason I know this is because I've been listening to a bunch of podcasts about it. I listen to this one. It's called Fairway Rolling. And it's just a golf podcast. And they said that the merger is like almost like 50-50. Except now the money's not like, oh, it's Saudi Arabia's money that's in this golf league. It's the money like collectively. So it's almost like a council where it's split like 4-4. You know what I mean? So, like, people will vote. It won't be unfair.
It's like a board.
Yeah, but they're saying because the PGA didn't put up as much, there's a little standoff right now. They're saying Saudi Arabia should have 4 chairs while PGA has 3.
I mean, if it's 50-50.
Well, the merger of plans with courses and things like that. Because PGA could put up the money that Saudi had. They can't match it. They're not that type of industry, you know. So it's more of just like, in a sense, it's what you said, but like corporate side, but like playing side, it's 50-50. So I was like, there is going to be courses of the Saudi Arabia League that they'll travel to. There's going to be courses of PGA. All the championships are still the same. A couple extra championships are being added. You know, it's just shit like that. So, corporate side, it's 100% what you said, where it's like, if you bought that player for $200 million, you know, you did that. Like, and you don't even get to see nothing on the other side of it when you guys merge, you're going to be fucked.
Yeah.
And you have to compensate, in my opinion. What do you think? Compensation?
Yeah, yeah.
You think you give everybody $200 million, or is it going to be like based on your play, your wins? You think it should be like that?
Realistically, I would assume it's based on your wins.
I think it's based on like how much of a face you are at the PGA.
Yeah, that also could be it, because that's PGA kinda, don't really have a face. I don't feel like the last face was Tiger Woods, and he's
Rory, Justin Thomas, those type of. Yep. There's a
being
couple.
A casual, no one would know who that
but
is.
But it's not Tiger, 100%. 100%, you wouldn't know who that was. Yeah.
But being a casual, whenever Tiger's peak, you would know who that is.
100%.
I don't know if it's because of like his DUIs or like his criminal record, or if it's just.
He's the GOAT.
He was the GOAT. Yeah, you know what I mean? He's it could be
goat.
Either or.
Yeah, he's the GOAT. And both. Yeah. Yeah, have a little bad light, you know?
Yeah.
Car crash helps too.
Right.
You know?
That might have been what it was, because I didn't know exactly what it was.
He had DUI. He has that famous one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know?
He looked fucked.
He did look fucked. But yeah, I think they should get compensated. I know it won't be as much, but.
Yeah, it might be like, yo, you had your chance. Yeah, roll. You ain't getting.
Sorry, we had to do this financially, blah, blah, blah.
I mean.
We were getting run out. That's what happened.
That would be the only, like, pitch the other, like, on the other side would get. Like, yo, we gave you your chance, boy.
Yeah. Well, and
it could be,
but think of it this way, like you said, like company buys out, like hey, like sorry, I mean this is how it works, like yeah. PGA is still a company, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's an entertainment business, it's a business, and if a bigger business comes into town and takes your employees, you're gonna go under, and that's what was happening basically.
Yeah.
Well, the merger is going to be crazy. More details will come out. Just happened this last week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a couple days ago, really.
Yeah.
About a week from when you guys hear this, and I mean, I'll probably throw it in every now and then when I get something nice about it, because a lot of people are pushing back. Like Rory was basically like, "Fuck those guys." Like legit just said, "Fuck those guys."
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like a lot of people are pissed, so like there could be tensions. We might be seeing throwing hands on the golf course, you know? Fucking
I'd watch.
Happy Gilmore,
you know? I'd watch it.
Hell yeah. At least a clip, right?
Yeah.
I'm watching golf right now in front. But yeah. Moving on, we're gonna go to basketball. There's just a little bit of golf rant that came up.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool. So, you know, Denver, Miami, right?
Yeah.
Last time we talked.
On the series.
Last time we talked.
Well, last time we talked, it was, what was it? What was the score?
1-0.
1-0.
Denver.
Okay.
Okay. Second game in Denver. Miami wins.
Okay. 1-1.
1-1. Last night? No. Wednesday night in Miami. Denver. Molly Wops. Miami.
What does that mean?
Like
Molly
like,
Wops.
So the first,
oh, they whopped?
The first two games, like Denver was like good besides the second game. But they didn't look like the team that we saw in the regular season. You know what I mean? Like at their full power, their peak.
Talking about Denver?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then like game three was like really good Denver, like back to normal Denver. You feel me? So, game four tonight.
So, Molly Wop means win?
Yeah, like got beat their ass.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Molly Wopped.
Wop.
Yeah. Wop. I don't know why Molly's in there, but fuck that bitch.
So, 2-1.
2-1 Denver tonight. Friday. It'll be Monday, so last Friday. From the time you guys hear this.
Okay.
is game four.
Sheesh.
And Miami.
So what? Game four. So it's. So what's the score then?
2-1.
2-1.
Denver won game three. Oh,
that would be four, yeah. I was getting fucked up.
Yeah, they won game three, lost game two, and won game one. So it's if Denver wins both in Miami, it'll be 3-1.
Miami needs to get on the stove, you know, get a little hot.
Nah. Fuck Miami.
I mean, if they're going.
I hope they're not going. I hope Denver just gives them another molly whopping.
Another molly whopping.
Hell yeah.
Man. As a Magic fan.
As a Magic fan.
You just got to add that.
Yeah, yeah. As a series, I'd like to see it go 7. That'd be cool. But, yeah, no. Yeah, I think they're going to win. And I think I picked 5 or 6. I want to say I picked 6. If Miami wins tonight, they'll probably win in 6.
Damn.
If Denver wins tonight, it'll probably be in 5 because game 5 will be at Denver to close them out.
Damn.
Yeah.
That'd be a good game.
Yeah, that'd be a good game. So, call you out.
I mean, right? I still think Denver is going to win, but I hear a lot of stuff about him.
Who?
Oh,
Hibby?
Yeah.
Hibby wasn't doing nothing.
No.
This series, really.
I just hear his name a lot as the series.
Because he's supposed to be like doing that. Beginning, he's supposed to be Hemi, but right now he's just Jimmy.
Yeah. Also, so, you know, since we're on that shit, I don't have it or anything, so you might be able to.
I might have it.
You know, for the game, I think it was the last game where Denver won. Didn't him and I think the name was Jamal, or I could be wrong, but like put up like 2 triple-doubles.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I do have that. Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Which is historic.
Historic.
Yeah. They're averaging more points, rebounds, and assists than Kobe and Shaq.
Shaq.
Yeah, you saw that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy to put together, dude.
It's funny because Murray's the flashy one. He's the guard. Jokic is just like old school jump hooks. Like, I'm just going to punish you all day.
Yeah.
You know, he can pass like crazy. You know, he's not a bad defender, but he's not great. He's not good.
Yeah.
He's like average. You know, he's big, though. He's like 7 foot.
I see a lot of people making fun of his shots.
Yeah, 100%. Look at it. But he shoots 47.5 from 3 through 16 games in the playoffs. Which
That's
is
not horrible.
So, basically, out of 60 shots, he's in about 30 of them, maybe 29. A little less than half. Not bad. He's 28 for 59. It's not bad at all. 47%?
28 for 59 not
too
shots?
Many, not too many people are shooting over 40% from 3.
Yeah.
He's shooting 47 in the playoffs, which is pretty wild for a center, which he'll probably win finals MVP,
to be honest. It's a good little record for him. And the other dude, too. 2 triple-doubles?
2 triple-doubles. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But Denver and Miami is going to be a good series. I will have some more clips of them coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's
like this episode, or
yeah, okay, it's cool, just cool. It's just random. I don't know what's coming up yet.
Okay, that's so, how mine is too.
You know, it just goes black after a while for some reason. I don't get it. So, Cody Bard, right?
For right, the Heat, you let okay.
This for Heat.
I was like, I don't know so who this guy is.
Series. We're still in the series.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna give you his way.
Name again?
Cody Martin.
Cody
He's
Martin.
He's the like shooter for Miami.
All right. Shooter.
He can't. That's one of my favorite villains. 2018, earned Mountain West Conference Player of the Year while playing for Nevada. 2019.
Is that college or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nevada. 2019, undrafted.
Damn.
That was in June. July, signed Exhibit 10-day contract with the Charlotte Hornets. All right, that was in July. August
2018,
2019.
19? Okay,
August 2021, waived by the Hornets and returned home to North Carolina, where he worked out at gym owned by friend and rapper J. Cole.
Oh, shouts out!
Shouts out!
That's cool.
J. Cole called Heat assistant coach Caron Butler about Martin, singing his praises. It's funny because it puts singing.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're a rapper.
Yeah. That's a good wordplay. Right there.
I like this editor.
That was August. That was, for sure. That was August 2021, right? September 2021 and signed a two-way contract with the Heat, which was upgraded to a contract for the remainder of the season. July 2022, Heat rewarded Martin with a three-year, $20 million deal. And May now helped Miami become only the second 8 seed to ever reach the NBA Finals.
That's crazy.
And that's true because he's the one.
He's pretty low, too, man.
He's the reason. It's the lowest.
Oh, is it?
There's the play-in tournament to get the 8 seed.
Oh,
but okay. 8 seed's the lowest when the playoffs start.
I was just thinking about the whole league.
Yeah,
but no. Even like 8 is like not.
Well, there's best. And in each conference, there's only 15 each.
Oh, that makes it worse.
Yeah, so
a little, I wasn't thinking of it. It's weird how they divide it like that.
Yeah, so 6 teams don't make it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Or 7, I think it is. Yeah, 7, sorry.
They're conference. Basically lucky to get in the tournament.
Yeah, so 16 teams go in and 14 don't.
Yeah.
So, more make it than don't. So, when you don't, you really suck.
Yeah.
That's what's funny about the league. Staying on Miami and topical, the Taylor Swift curse. Have you heard of it?
Nah. I'm guessing if Taylor Swift supports you.
You're close. It says, is Taylor Swift cursing the NBA playoffs? Every city Swift has visited on her tour with an NBA team still in playoff contention gets eliminated a few days before or after she performs. In Atlanta, April 29th, Atlanta got eliminated on April 27th. In Philadelphia, May 13th, the 14th 76ers got eliminated. In Boston, May 20th, Boston got eliminated May 29th. And she, I guess, refused to play in Miami.
Oh, she didn't want to play in Miami?
Yeah.
That's funny.
It was.
So she didn't then?
She hasn't.
Is she going to?
We don't know. That's where we're not sure. But do you believe in this curse? You know, you gave me some similar things with soccer. Do you believe in it?
Yeah, I'm backing it.
She's got powers, right?
Yeah.
I bet that bitch. We'll talk her up now. That's funny. Yeah. I believe in it. She hasn't. I don't think
I'm backing it, but I think she's still going to end up playing there.
Miami or Denver first?
Miami.
Oh, Miami's done.
Yeah.
Miami's going to get eliminated.
Didn't you say she pulled out of like a concert in Miami or something like that? Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
she's still gonna.
She was seen with Austin Reeves, the Lakers, like emo meme. Remember we went through him? It was the same guy. He had the dark hair, and it was like AD won't space the floor. It was like all like emo songs.
Unless I saw it, I don't think I'm gonna remember.
I got you, dog.
Who was it again?
Austin Reeves. Here. It's when I type in Austin Reeves meme, it's gonna pop right up.
So he only got one meme?
Yeah. This one.
Oh, where's that? Oh.
Remember that one? Crazy
dude, yeah.
Yeah. The emo, like, it was like Panic at the Crypto. Because it was the crypto arena. Like all those. You remember that? Taylor Swift was seen out with him. Mm. Taylor getting it. I don't want that.
Kobe.
This one's NBA too. I just don't know what it is. Oh, this is one of you. That's why I shared it.
Hell yeah.
Well, you would share. It says Kyrie recruiting LeBron to Dallas. Be like.
Who's that? Curry?
Yeah. Oh, Kyrie coming in.
At the last possible second. Thank goodness.
To help LeBron.
Yeah, that could have gotten ugly quick time.
Kyrie?
Yeah.
It wasn't just a win, that was a top level tag team performance.
You gotta love wrestling.
So, yeah, Kyrie's trying to recruit LeBron to Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Is Curry getting recruiting Jokic or?
No, he was just like beating the shit out of everybody else. Gotcha. You know, like, yeah. Get away. This is my partner. So Ja Morant, did you hear the latest news that it was a toy gun?
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That his homie in the backseat passed him a toy gun? That's...
I don't believe it.
No, nah, look. Look at the bitch. Gave him a little toy gun. Oh, man, it's funny.
It was a toy gun.
Yeah, it was... it wasn't. But, okay, this is the commissioner on Morant. We've uncovered a fair amount of additional information. We probably could have brought it to a head now, but we've made the decision that it would be unfair to these players and these teams to announce the decision in the middle of this series, because it's during the finals.
Yeah.
Which I don't know what it would have to do with them. It's the Memphis Grizzlies.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. Ain't they out?
Yeah. Yeah, and they shouldn't have even said anything. They should have just waited the extra 2 weeks. Why, do that? Make him worry.
Maybe prolonging.
Put some fear in his ass.
Prolonging,
your fate's coming, boy.
Yeah. It's just and acknowledging that, too. It's just like...
That'd be crazy, right?
We'll tell y'all later.
Later. Later.
Was like, they should have said nothing. What do you know, motherfucker?
I don't know nothing. That's the thing.
Toy gun.
Yeah, it was a live toy gun. Mm-hmm. And so, the first comment, and I'm also an NBA player. man, people just roast people on the internet.
Yeah.
I love it. You believe it was a toy gun at all?
No, not at all. I didn't see it, but I don't believe it either.
Yeah. No. So, just speaking on what you said earlier, we're just going back and forth here. The two triple doubles?
True.
Denver?
Yeah.
It was. Can you give me the stat line or no? Did you...
Stat line?
Yeah. Jokic?
I think Jokic had 27?
Nope.
Damn, I don't know.
All right. 32?
Damn.
21 boards?
Mm-hmm.
Which is a lot.
Boards? What are boards?
Rebounds.
Oh, okay. Boards?
Yeah. And 10 assists. Jamal Murray had 34 points.
Oh, shit.
10 boards and 10 assists.
They're getting it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it was to each other.
A lot of them were.
Right, yeah, it had to be.
I think it was at least 6 or 7 of them were back and forth to each other out of the 20 assists.
That's pretty cool.
That's cool, right? They have a good chemistry, though.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're a good team. Game 3, diving on the floor. Jamal Murray.
Oh, shit.
Fucked up his hand. Did you see it?
From diving?
Yeah.
Like a flop dive? Or just
diving
falling?
For the ball.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Damn.
Like hardwood just sliding.
Motherfucking skin off and shit?
Yeah. And he gonna play game 4, obviously. Wrapped up.
That's crazy. His hand is flicked up.
His hand is chunked.
Right.
Someone chunked his hand. Took a shovel to it. Just picked it up.
That's so weird, bro.
That
hurts my hand. Looking at that shit.
Yeah, diving for a loose ball. Just crazy. It's a good series.
That should be cray cray.
It really is a good series.
Yeah.
This week, though, I'm just going to let you pick. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to give you options.
Okay.
I guess I can help. Narrow it down for you. Do you want...
I have an idea if I'm just picking a player. Are we talking about highlights?
Oh, highlights.
Okay.
The high life.
I'm going to go... I don't know his position or anything. Kyrie?
Oh, you want the handles.
I just know that he's in mainstream news for his opinions and shit. It's shit that he retweets and shit like that.
Yeah.
But I never knew... I hear that he's a good player and everything, but I never seen any of his highlights or anything because, I don't really watch basketball or anything.
Yeah.
Just, I know about him when he makes on the news, which is his stance on political things and shit.
No, 100%.
It'll be pretty cool to see what the other side of that is.
Yeah. You want to see the basketball?
Yeah.
All right, this one deserves a longer one. That's pretty much basketball, Kept it short and sweet, probably 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the 30 plays from Kyrie.
Okay.
Because Kyrie Irving is most likely handles everywhere.
Mm.
And it's crazy. This is one of my favorite players to watch. All right. So
you said 30 minutes?
No. No, 30 plus.
Oh,
I
shit.
Think it's like 9 minutes.
I was like, shit.
No, hell no. Try it. But he's, I mean, we got that.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy 16.
PlayStation.
I said I'd never join.
Motherfucker. We don't want to see the Navy.
Sponsored by YouTube crazy. Commercials.
I don't like water like that.
No, like,
too great.
Irving just 24 years old, a sensational offensive talent. Dearly falls, drives now, spins back, tough fall away, shot, it's good! Kyrie Irving! Another brilliant shot, it's a 10-point lead.
Irving falls down.
What team is that?
Cleveland. And Golden State,
Cleveland. Oh, okay. I thought it was Cleveland.
Seven on the clock. Irving spins in traffic and gets a layup with 2.6 on the clock.
Okay, I got the
spin move.
Okay, I got the best handles in the league for sure. I think so. Ain't nobody can handle the ball like that. Dude, it's crazy.
He's pretty wide open again, though. Irving.
Oh, what God is that? Skirt. That's fucked up, ain't it? I'm telling you, that's why I like watching Curry. He's good as fuck. When he plays basketball,
that's a good decoy.
He's a good basketball player. He just usually don't play basketball. That's the problem.
Damn.
With the Wells, motherfucking ads.
We ain't even
that was
like,
the worst thing you.
We're not
ever
even
did.
Like 1 minute into the video. I feel like.
You know, check out Elevated Media, guys, on this break.
For sure. Post it once a day. Go feed it. Elevated.mda.
Don't forget to like and follow the Kickback on Facebook and Spotify or wherever else you get your podcast.
For sure.
It's a good play.
Hey, this commercial is still commercialing.
Hey, I mean, fuck that commercial, right? Might as well do ours. Beautiful English.
Yes. What kind of layup is that called? Or is it just like a fake?
Yeah, I don't
know. Do they have like
I'm sure they do.
Rising up full elevation, Kyrie.
He don't dunk. Hey, little guy.
His feet pointing to him.
Now 2:35 to play in this first half. Irving.
Wicked. Oh my God. What are you talking about?
I felt like he crossed him twice.
Listen, oh. The fucking audience fucked me up on that one.
It's the handles, dog. So quick. They don't go nowhere. He's got it in his hand. It's crazy. Oh, Boston Kyrie Irving's crazy. Oh, my God. Tweet him.
Damn.
That's an A1. Broke him. Right between them.
What the f-
Yo!
Kickback PC, guys! Go like!
Oh, we just get this.
That's so f- Oh, thank God.
5 second ahead. 5 second ahead. Motherfucker better not give me no more ads. That's dirty, though.
16.8.
Oh, that was dirty, dog.
Damn.
Oh my God.
The fucking wraparound is
oh
crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah, his finishing is up there with everybody. And his handles mixed with that. Oh my God. Dirty. That's what he's good at.
Where is he at now? He transferred.
Dallas.
Okay, yeah, right.
Him and LeBron are a good duo.
Oh my God.
Dirty.
He's like the fake behind the back.
Oh, got him go. Skirt. Get out of here. Oh, you're done. That's dirty. That's dirty.
Yeah,
that
dirty. Deserves that's that. Dirty as fuck.
Oh, I think he was the first person to put up 50 on the Spurs.
Damn, he put up 50?
54, I want to say.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
On the Cleveland?
Yeah.
Damn, America is a land of Another commercial. But that's crazy.
54 in the game. That's crazy.
54 in the game. Yeah.
Is it a good team?
Yeah, it had to be a crappy. Yeah. Oh shit. No.
Duncan, I was like, damn.
Oh, Duncan.
All that. But yeah, no one's ever done that. Oh, that's the new LeBron movie coming out. That guy's probably gonna be the second pick in the draft this year.
Oh, that was a real basketball player in the movie or in the show?
Yeah, probably. Damn. Scoot Henderson.
That's cool.
He's gonna get drafted probably second.
No, he was the actual player. Or is it like about him too? Like,
it's about LeBron in his high school days.
So oh my god, broke that. Is an actual NBA player.
No. Better not be no damn man. That's all I'm saying.
He's loading.
He just broke these guys off like three times. Oh my god. In the traffic. What a handle. Face mask.
What the fuck?
That's
bro.
When he got his nose broke.
I thought that was Batman.
I mean, he's Batmaned it. 100%. Let's just maybe turn off the Wi-Fi. It'll help a little bit. Oh, this is dirty.
Yeah, that commentary
this is dirty.
Was on point. Nobody does.
Oh my god. The double hezzy like spin move.
Double hezzy.
Right here with the he. Oh my god, that's dirty.
Looks like a shit ton of like fakes and shit.
Oh my god. Like, yeah, it's fakes. The misdirection. Makes you move. And then you can't get to it.
That's pretty cool.
He just was like, I'm better than you guys. That's really what he just said. Oh, he's gonna break someone right here. Oh my god. Which way did he go?
In the circle.
The commenter said, which way did he go? Motherfucker. Yo, this has gotta be the video with the most ads I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think we hit like five commercials.
This
so
has gotta be five or six at least. What's the record? Let's bet. I'm gonna say
like
11.
Right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna say 11. It'll finish off with. We'll say it's at 5. I'm gonna say it's got 6 more in them.
We're at 5 minutes?
No, 5. 5. I don't know the minutes. Guessing without minutes.
We're at 5.
What'd you say?
11.
11.
I'll say 10.
10.
I feel like we have to be pretty close to like halfway.
Yeah, we're 15. We're exactly halfway. 14, 15, exactly halfway. Oh, he's ending his name. Skirt, skirt, skirt.
Oh my god, in between him?
Yeah, and one.
The tall guy just gave up after he passed.
Well, he didn't want to foul him. Because he kind of fouled him.
He had a plant.
Yeah. Trying to draw a charge, probably.
That's crazy. How he slipped in between that shit.
That might be the same night he put up 54. Oh.
That reminds me of some soccer shit.
It's like you titled him for no reason. Lost the handle.
And scores off the window. Timeout, Luke Walton.
Hey, what are you supposed to do there?
That is crazy as fuck.
When one player could break all five of you, like, literally touch everybody, like.
Oh my god, that hurts, dude.
Ooh, behind the back, one handed. That's dirty. Ooh, one hand spin.
Razzle dazzle.
The one hand spin, though. That's fucked up.
So skilled.
That's not fair, there's one more.
PlayStation.
That's six. What do you think? It's like every two fucking. Place.
Yeah, they're Final Fantasy.
We don't care.
Same
about Final
commercials,
Fantasy.
Bro.
What's it? The Navy.
John don't fucks with water like that.
I don't. I don't. My favorite types are electric and fire. Water is out of the question unless I'm using electric. I caught a Pikachu this morning.
You what?
Caught a Pikachu this morning.
Oh no, yeah.
I got a Pidgey and a Bulbasaur right now.
But these are the moves he made in the playground.
In the playground? Double behind the back. Shoot. That's hard to do, though. Behind your back, throw it back without looking.
Yeah.
right perfectly to your hand.
Cleveland by 2, 9:20 remaining here. On the road in Cleveland, Kyrie Irving.
Oh my God.
That's three right there. Let's get this fourth guy right here. Don't drop. Swerving inside for two. Kyrie Irving. Now you see me. He had a layup there. I don't know why he didn't put it up.
Ooh. Dang.
One hand?
He does a lot of the, like, around the hoop.
The English.
That's what it's called.
Put some English on it. Hello.
Hello.
Just splitting people like crazy. He could stop on a dime and, like, twist and turn. You know what I mean?
He hasn't had any injuries?
He's had some. I mean, not like season, career devastating. Yeah. You know, nothing like that. I mean, he's still shifty as fuck, but I think he's definitely starting to play a little bit more old man ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, less doing that.
Yeah.
Doing that when he needs to. Mm-hmm. You know, like he knows how to, like, control himself now.
Yeah.
Instead of just being able to do that. So, we'll see. We'll see if he's any good. He was okay with Dallas.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Just all the angles are crazy to it.
Left hand back to the right, inside the elbow, pass court time, crazy spin, off the window and in.
I think Dave. Oh
my God. Dang. What a handle.
He said, oh my goodness.
Now you see me, now you don't.
He went Isaiah Thomas on him, is what he did. Couldn't get it to go high, rising rebound for Kyrie. He's clearly been working the glass tonight. Behind the back.
Oh my God. Turned him around.
Losing ankles and egos for three.
Ankles and egos. That's what that guy said. Bruiser.
Dang.
That's pretty dirty. Set him down and did him. And got fouled.
And he hits it.
That's a highlight.
No reach. And don't jump.
Hell yeah.
You might nail it.
Is that John Cena?
It might have been. That's Aquaman.
Is that Aquaman?
That was John Cena. That might have been Spider-Man, to be honest. You never know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it'd be a lot cooler if they were actually in, like, the Marvel Universe.
Would it be a lot cooler?
It would make more sense.
Like, this is just the off-brand Marvel Universe. I'm good with that.
Spins away from Collins.
Oh. Just put him on the ground.
And the mask.
Put him down off a little spin. Yeah, full Batman. Oh, Christmas Day.
Christmas Day.
For the win. Christmas Day is a huge game. Just as big as the NBA Finals.
Irving does it again to the Warriors.
Hell yeah. Thompson was there in his face.
How many times have we seen Irving make those kinds of shots? They probably
could use, like, an athletic. Oh, this is dirty.
2-3-2
type of guy to defend the team's.
Damn.
Oh, no! Oh, no! Behind the back, right?
Made him jump so far back when he jumped, he slid. Couldn't get there.
Step back. I'm going to have to knock this down and get the oohs and ahs of Houston.
Yeah, that's dirty. Oh, this is my favorite one. Skirt!
Oh my God!
So nasty. He gets stopped by this dude's body because he's bigger. He says, skirt, spin through.
He's like, I jumped like twice. That's crazy.
That's crazy, right? That's my favorite handle. I wonder what number one will be. Oh my God. The hezzy.
Gets the bounce of the shot clock buzzer. Spectacular!
Come up on a minute remaining.
And
The shot to win the finals after LeBron's block.
Irving puts it up. It's good. Yeah. Kyrie Irving from downtown. And the Cavaliers by three. Irving's picked up by Steph Curry. Six to shoot. He's at the right.
I think that's more of a moment highlight.
Moment highlight. Sorry, put it number one. That makes sense. But number one is number two in my opinion. Yeah, I like that one better.
Yeah, that one was crazy.
That Spencer's crazy, right?
It's just a moment.
Yeah, I'll take the Spencer.
It was just a three, really.
Highlights, yeah. It's the Spencer. You can throw the moment in there. Throw it at like 13. You know, it don't need to be top five or anything. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's still like that was the worst seconds
one.
Left.
That one was the worst one, to be honest.
Yeah, it's just like, a regular in and out dribble, pulled up three. I mean, in the biggest, you know, game seven.
Yeah.
Of the 3-1 comeback.
Damn.
That's why. Yeah, the only two never come it. Back from 3-1. Then yeah. Kyrie ever hit the game winning shot. Not game winning at the buzzer, but game winning.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basketball for this week, guys. I think we're going to take a quick break. And we're going to come right back with some more balls.
The shout.
Foot and soccer. So think about it.
What's up, guys? On this break, I want you to go check out my page. All right. Elevated Media on Facebook. Elevated.mda on Instagram or TikTok. I don't care where you check it out. Just go check it out. It's a bunch of videos that I made, that I recorded, that I put together of cool cars.
Give them a follow.
Give me a follow. Give me a share. See you there. Now back to the episode.
What's up? Welcome back from that break.
Yeah.
We're going to get into the soccer shits. I got one game, but for the most part, it's going to be soccer news, stuff that's happening in the soccer world.
100%.
Type shit. We're still waiting on the... was it Champions League final
June 10th?
Yeah,
next Saturday.
I think it's the Saturday coming up. So
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
we'll probably cover it next episode.
Hell yeah!
That's what we're. I feel like I've been waiting on for like 2-3 weeks already.
You know what we should do? We should do it. We should record Saturday after the game.
I'll be down.
Like, come watch the game.
I'm down.
And we'll just record after. That makes sense, right?
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I'll tell Maria.
Hell yeah. Yeah, so that's what we got. You said you wanted to lead with
Yeah, I got something about our favorite new up-and-comer.
Okay. Remind me who our favorite up-and-comer is.
LT.
LT?
Luton Town.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's talking about a guy named Pelle Rudik Ponsu.
Okay.
I'm guessing he's one of their good players. He said, the training ground was a dog's field with two portable cabins stuck together. He said, I came in and saw it, saw the stadium and thought, oh man, this is different. When he first got to Luton Town. Luton Town actually practiced when they first got there in the middle of a park with people just walking through and everything else.
Like, yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's how small they are.
Fuck.
And they're in the Premier League. But yeah, I just wanted to lead with that. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Well, their star player stuck with him. That was 2013. He's been with them since then. So I like to see, like, the dues being paid right there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, getting into the Premier League for sure, being able to play at all these crazy-ass stadiums, maybe score a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot to Luton Town.
It'd be cool.
Yeah.
Just to see, yeah.
100%. Be fun watch next year.
Yeah.
You gotta remember that.
That's all you had?
Yeah, just a little Luton Town. I got more, but we'll do the games.
Yeah. The only game that was worth mentioning was Manchester City versus Manchester United.
The Emirates Cup? The FA Cup?
Yeah, I think so.
The FA Cup?
The FA Cup. I didn't watch this game, but you watched some of it?
I did.
All of it?
I missed the first like 12 minutes because like I had to get the ESPN subscription. So I got that real quick and then I watched it.
Yeah.
100%. Me, Ellie, Sophie.
So, you know the score?
2-1?
2-1. Manchester City, yeah.
I want to say both were Gundogan.
Uh huh. Do you know the times?
1 minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And 56?
Yeah,
51st. Damn, that was close.
And Fernandez
was...
For Manchester United.
33, damn.
With a penalty.
Yeah. The handball.
I didn't see it.
Okay, so do you have highlights from it?
No, not really.
Okay, I'm going to get some highlights up of that, because there was a play that I thought you would show me and ask me, is this intentional? Because when I was listening to it,
I do have the fastest goal ever made. Kicked it back to the goalie. Wow. Goalie kicks it straight up. Upfield, boom, boom.
Bang. Who was it?
12 seconds.
Gundogan. Was it him this time?
Yeah.
Right now, he just got the fastest.
Yeah, a literal 12 seconds.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's a badass play.
100%.
Kind of lucky, but it's still a badass play.
100%.
12 seconds is wild.
12 seconds is wild. His second goal is pretty much the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a volley, just miss hit. But volley nonetheless. And I'll respect it. All right, so I'm going to... We just watched it. That's pretty wild, though, ain't it, that it's that fast?
Yeah.
As a Man City fan in a cup battle... It's gotta be. You're hurt as a Manchester United fan.
Oh yeah.
You're done.
Right? Yeah, you kind of know right there.
Yeah. I'm gonna fast forward it to the penalties. Cause we don't need to watch all that. Cause there's something I want you to see, and I want you to tell me. Okay, here we go. Look. Header to the hand. All right. It'll be coming up right here. It hit his hand. Is this a handball to you? The left hand was raised. He's in the box. Is that a penalty to you? Because remember, we were talking about this intentional and unintentional handballs. And it literally happened in the game when I was watching. That's why I texted you that. Is that a handball to you? You want to see it again? Grealish.
The left hand was raised. Nah.
Would not call a penalty.
Nah, ball, hand to ball. No, ball to hand. You coming down?
Yeah.
It wasn't a major deflection or anything. Wasn't a shot. Well, it might have been a shot from the head.
I don't think.
It was just too close.
He was sending it in.
Yeah, so.
Just kind of putting it back that way.
Yeah, by the time Grealish turns around, the guy's already hit the ball. You don't know where his hand, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I understand him calling it too. I'm not like, this ref's a dick and don't know. Like, I understand calling it too.
Yeah, yeah. That was the most controversial call throughout the game. I mean, they were being bodied. You know, there was a lot of shit like that.
Yeah.
Here's the, from the set piece, the Brighter.
God,
just snuck
damn,
it. Just snuck
volley?
It. Yeah.
This guy's crazy.
Yeah.
This
two volleys. This
guy's fucking crazy.
One power, one placement.
Yeah.
Miss it. For the second time.
Damn, man.
Because it was so slow.
Through a crowd of players and in 2-1 City.
Right past that guy's knee is crazy. And that was pretty much it, besides some fouls here and there. You know, some normal fouls. But that was the most controversial, was that penalty.
Yeah.
The announcer said one said it's a penalty, one said it. Basically our argument when we had the other day for like 2 weeks ago about the handball. They literally did the same argument.
Yeah, I feel that. I mean, because that's the only arguments there are.
Yeah, it was just funny to me. I was like, huh. Made me feel a little more, you know.
You're either on one side or the other. You know?
Yeah.
There's no in between.
100%.
So, I got a... most goals in a single domestic campaign across Europe's top five leagues.
Can I try to name them?
Go ahead.
Oh, Europe's top. This year?
No, not this year. Just ever. Yeah. All right. Just the most goals in a single.
The first player am I going to get?
Probably.
Okay. Do I like him?
Probably.
Two probablys is scary. I'm going to just go Haaland.
Okay.
Is he number one?
Haaland is one of them. He For his league, yes, he's top.
For that league, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the next league?
League?
Yeah. Give me any one of those.
Series A is one.
Series A, okay, we'll do that one. The top goal scorer? Do I know him?
Yeah.
Do I fucks with him?
On the game, you do.
On the game, I do. Is he Italian?
Yeah. Series A. And he's Italian.
Is he a national player?
Yeah.
Is it Immobile?
Immobile!
Yeah, good call.
So, Haaland had 36 goals.
Okay, for Premier League.
Immobile?
Yeah.
36 goals.
All right.
For Series A? Yeah.
Oh, I want to keep guessing. I got him 2 for 2.
Bundesliga.
Okay, do I know them?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, the way he said that. Did I fucks with them?
You fucked with someone on his team. You might.
It makes me want to pick like Lewandowski.
Yes, sir.
Lewandowski. Yes. That's what's up.
All right. So Haaland and Immobile had 36 goals. How much? We're going like more goals as we're going.
More. Okay. So 38.
Okay. He had 41. 41.
I thought about that after. I was like, maybe in the 40s.
Yeah. 41. I have no clue who this other person is.
All right.
So I don't think
I might.
Okay.
What league?
I have no clue.
Shit. What's his first name?
It only has last.
What does it start with?
S.
I don't know.
First two, SK.
Skoblar.
Skoblar.
No, never. You could have told me it was black and white.
Yeah.
My fault.
Yeah. So last one?
Yes. What league?
La League.
La Liga?
Yeah.
Damn. Can you give me some teams? Help me, like, is it Barca, Real Madrid?
Yeah.
Atletico Madrid?
Yeah. It's one of those three.
If I didn't say anything, it would have been one of those two.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do I know him?
Yeah.
Do I fucks with him?
Probably.
It made me feel like you wanted to say no, and it was going to give it away. Is it Cristiano Ronaldo?
No.
All right.
Either one.
Oh, it was Messi?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Damn, 4 for 5.
Yeah. So we got 36 for goals. 36, 36, 41, 44.
And then Messi, 40. No. Isn't it like 60, 73 or some shit?
50.
50 even? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's a lot of goals.
I had a lot of goals and like small
when I was a little kid.
Yeah, I was like 12, dog. I averaged a hat trick.
So, let me see. I just got a handful of other like transfer news.
Same. I got some like retirement news.
Yeah. So, you know, kind of go back and forth.
Yeah.
So, this is just rumored, not confirmed, but Luis Suarez has a potential to go to the Inter Miami.
I saw that. And someone else. Who was the other one?
Which, I guess we should have started off with Messi decided to go to Inter Miami.
Should have started off.
Yeah.
Did you see their ticket thing?
Yeah.
Where it was like from like $89 to like $489 bucks now. Yeah. Like, and they're all bought up. They were all sold out to every home game like in 24 hours.
Yeah, I don't think.
That's crazy though, right?
That's like a 400% increase.
400. That's for Beckham too. Beckham runs that shit.
I know.
That's what's up, right? I kind of like it. But it's Miami, you know? I saw a post where someone was like, is there a fucking AC Miami? It's in Miami. I was like, what the fuck? He's like, I've never heard of these people. Why are they wearing pink? Like, he just kind of like was like, who the fuck? Why did he go here?
Yeah.
He was like, you're not from America.
So, how you feeling?
Dope.
Because there was a potential for Messi to go back to Barca. Or even a Saudi Arabian team, like, offered to buy him.
Yeah. So they were trying to build the Super League.
Again, we're talking about Saudi Arabia in here trying to
get up in the sports. They're about to take over the world.
Yeah.
That'd be crazy, right?
I see it coming.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope, bro. I mean, five wives.
Good for them. We've had our time, you know. Good for them.
You know, fair enough.
We took over. It's time to be taken.
Yep. So UBMSU, what do you think he should have did? Or
that's cool.
Give me a little bit.
No, that's cool. If that's what he wanted to come to Miami, he likes Miami. Mm-hmm. You know. What's his name's always here? Neymar.
Yeah,
that's probably.
I feel like right.
Like that's why. I think they're like really good friends, and you know, you saw the little post of them like saying goodbye to each other.
No, I didn't see it.
Like the best. Like they said, the last 2 years were great, blah, blah, blah. They love each other, basically.
Yeah. Also, is the fact that every time Messi got transferred, he was like...
for free?
Yeah, it was a free transfer. Like, his contracts were upped. So, that's kind of cool.
I mean,
he was never like, give me more money.
No.
Barca kicked him out because they couldn't pay him what he wanted.
Which so they didn't charge him.
It might have even been a decrease in pay, but it still couldn't fucking handle it.
Afford it, yeah. Which is sad.
He said that's why he didn't want to go back to be in the same situation.
Because that's where he wanted to go.
They need to figure it out.
He was like, send me back to Barca, but they're fucked up. Can't do it. Not a smart career move.
Yeah, why? I might tune into MLS just so, like...
Let's go to an Orlando City game.
I'm $500, I'm probably not doing.
No, Orlando, not Miami.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to Orlando. It's probably got a nicer stadium.
Shut up. Oh, you fuck me up.
That's funny. I mean, yeah, maybe.
So that's a kind of cool little transfer news. Also, someone else is being transferred. Jude Bellingham.
Bellingham?
You heard of anything
about him? Yeah, I know Bellingham.
His name's kind of like an up-and-comer.
Bellingham!
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't he like Tottenham?
Borussia Dortmund.
Dortmund. Okay, Dortmund.
He plays for England.
England?
England.
Yeah. Yeah, he came off the bench.
Yeah.
The bitch?
But he's getting transferred. Probably to Real Madrid.
Real Madrid?
Yeah.
So. Neymar's going to Chelsea.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, this is going to be intense.
Intense?
Oh,
that's
Hazard?
Yeah.
He's on Real Madrid.
Terminated.
Yeah, he's for sure not going to be playing soccer. He's thinking about, like, retiring.
Yeah.
Which is crazy because he was so good and just, like, literally disappeared. Yeah. Disappeared. Not even fell off, just disappeared.
NBA equivalent of Deron Williams.
Yeah.
So good, just fell apart.
Di Maria's Juventus contract ended, so he's up for grabs. He might get transferred somewhere.
Imagine him in Man City.
That'd be pretty nice.
With De Bruyne. Oh,
yeah. The passes.
The passes. Holland would love that.
Right?
He would be like, yes.
Just and he's pretty tall, which...
He bodies.
He just... Him, De Bruyne, and Holland are pretty tall, so get them in the fucking box.
Shit. It's tough. That's tough.
Kareem Benzema goes to a Saudi Arabian team.
Yeah, I saw
in the Saudi Arabia league.
Bahala, Safa, some shit.
Oh, God bless you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going somewhere. I saw that.
So, I don't think it's the same team that Ronaldo's on, though. I think it's a different team. That makes... Because they're going to be playing in the same league, and they were on the same team.
That's funny.
Let me see. I think there's another one. Marco Asensio might go to PSG with a free transfer.
Asensio, yeah.
Which would be pretty nice to see. I heard Conte is going to Saudi Arabia, too.
For the money.
That's crazy.
Generational wealth is not...
I'm going to be sad because Conte was a good player.
He's still on France.
He's still on France. Maybe.
He might be Saudi Arabian now. I think it's like you got to live there 5 years or some shit.
Yeah.
Had a residency.
So, I mean, there's a lot of transfer news there.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. Good for FIFA.
Very good for FIFA.
Hell yeah. We still need to get the new one with Haaland on there.
Conte and Benzema might be on the same team, it looks like.
I bet.
But they're both going to be in the Saudi Arabia League, but it'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
Zlatan retired.
That's where I'm at.
Yes, sir.
That's where I'm at.
You got anything or...
I got a lot of tag on Zlatan.
Let's go.
All right.
Let's get it.
I need you to pick a number. 1 through 13. All right? These are just quotes. Zlatan quotes. Because that's what
Zlatan's okay. I like this.
All right.
Zlatan quotes.
Or we could run through them.
All right.
What? Run through them?
I'm down with running through them. They're funny.
Number one, he said, lions don't compare themselves to humans.
Yeah.
When he got compared to, I don't know.
Yeah, some other. Probably around Messi. Ronaldo. Yeah, around there.
The height-wise.
Yeah.
He said, I don't follow football. Football is following me.
Yeah.
He said, I came as a king and left as a legend.
Hell yeah, king.
My career didn't need coaches to be successful. Instead, coaches needed me to make their careers to succeed and their dreams come true.
Could have worded that one a little bit better.
Well, that's
a slap, but you know.
That's him.
Yeah.
It's
not as fire.
Number six, journalist. How do you feel after scoring that goal? Ask the goal how it felt to be scored by me.
It's like that. I love it.
That's terrible, right? That's a good one. Seven, I don't control the ball, but the ball controls itself for me.
It controls itself for me.
Zlatan is a cocky motherfucker, ain't he?
That's great, though.
There's 13 of them, so we're halfway there. When I look myself in the mirror, there's no reflection of myself because there can't be two Zlatan. That's a little hardcore right now.
I like that one a lot.
Reporter, Zlatan, you consider yourself as a lion while Messi and Ronaldo are humans, but they have many Ballon d'Ors, but you don't have it. Why? I don't care about individual trophies. If I wanted them, I would have played golf.
Fair enough.
I mean, makes sense. But I don't believe that. His ego is hard.
Because he goes hard.
When he was leaving his home, he told his father that you're now the man of the house.
That was funny as fuck.
That was a good one. If you invite me to your house, you're my guest. I like that.
That's a flex.
That's a big flex. And he's scary looking. I use my two legs to play football, but I use my whole body to score a goal. And then, number 13, the last one. When Zlatan is late for training, players get punished for being early. That's a good one. That's a good one.
To fucking go.
They go to quotes for sure.
Go of quotes.
Yeah. Also, just to say on Zlatan and his retirement things, you know how many games he played in?
Nah.
I'll take a rough guess. Let's do a guess.
Games? Again. Just games?
Yeah, you know it's high.
Shit.
It's not. I'm thinking quadruples. It's not 1,000.
Oh. Okay.
I'll give you that.
I'm thinking around 600.
No.
Damn.
Way higher.
Way higher?
Closer to 1,000 than where you were at.
Closer to 900? I don't know.
Sure. Give me a number after 900.
After 900?
Give me a number. See how close you can get. It's a double number.
It's a double number. Yeah, I got you.
What are you right now after smoking?
I'm going to go 87.
Oh, is this a double number? 88.
Dang. Oh,
988 games.
Damn.
Goals? He didn't score in every one of them,
no,
obviously.
No.
But 988, leaving as a legend. How many goals do you think he was at least at? If you guess the hundreds, I'll let you guess the double number. Well, it's not a double number this time, but
guess the hundreds.
Yeah.
See, he has to have at least 500.
100%. It's high. It's above 550, I'll tell you that.
It's above 550?
Yeah.
But it's in 500s?
Yeah. Not as high as the other guess of 88. I'll even give you that.
573.
Perfect.
Oh my god. The words talk to me.
Hey. It presented itself to me.
Yeah, the numbers.
Very Zlatan of you.
Very Zlatan. So he scored 573
goals.
Goals.
And 988 games.
That's not bad. You're not going to score in every one. So.
No, that's really
that's understandable.
Good. Over half.
Yeah.
Trophies?
I know he has, like, Series A? Probably a good three times.
You're thinking small.
Is it more than that?
Damn. More than three. But
well, he,
it doesn't break it down. It just tells me full trophy.
Yeah, he conquered.
Fucking, conquered.
He conquered Italian football for sure. It was different leagues. I think there's like AC Milan in there, Inter. I think there's another one. I don't know. Trophies.
Okay, throw me a guess.
I'm going to go like a good 12.
32.
Damn.
Good 32.
32. Yeah.
Another just fun fact. Zlatan has scored in every minute of a 90-minute match.
Oh, nice. That's like an achievement.
Yeah. Yeah, 1, 2, yeah. 3, 4. 100%.
That's funny.
That's cool. Makes sense because I was like, damn, that's 90 goals. I was like, oh, yeah, he scored 573.
It's bound to happen, it seems like.
That makes sense, right? And if not, you suck.
And if not, you suck.
You know, it's Zlatan. That's for sure.
That's what you got on Zlatan, I got.
That's what I got on Zlatan.
I got a little, let's see, we got some audio. Alright, no audio. Oh, shit. We got, best goals of Zlatan. Hella volleys, for sure. Right.
That was a good one.
That was his debut goal. I love that one.
Did he like hat trick his debut?
I think so. For like LA Galaxy.
Yeah.
Right, oh my god. Dude,
that was MLS.
Yeah.
Ooh, that was
nice. Dude, he was a good. He's karate guy for sure.
Yeah.
My rival's PSG. That's crazy.
Dude, everybody.
Eventually you have to fucking, oh my god, that's wild.
I like number two better.
Yeah, that might have been just a moment.
Maybe, you never know. That's the thing.
That's true. So I got like Messi's send off for PSG.
Okay. Was it a boo, like a fuck you?
A fuck are you? Scroll up. Hell yeah. So they just won the French league.
Yeah.
So he's just like kind of walking off. Not really, like, people weren't cheering for him or anything like that either, you know what I mean? Yeah. It wasn't a big deal. But sometimes it's like more of a deal for other players, I guess. You know what I mean?
I guess. Yeah, I mean, Messi wasn't like the guy.
Not at France.
No. PSG.
Yeah. So now that he's going to enter Miami, playing for Miami, yeah. We got a couple quotes from basketball players.
100%. I didn't see that.
Was KD welcomes Messi? He's like, let's get it.
Yeah. Giannis,
Trae Young, Giannis.
Yeah,
I saw other ones since I've like saved that one, but a lot of people are like, "What's good?"
Like, can't wait. They probably bought some tickets already,
right? Lucky bastards.
I know, rich assholes. I got a little breakdown of the deal
of
Messi's.
Oh, okay.
It's around $50 million a year salary.
$50 mil a year?
Yeah. Pretty nice.
I'm good with that.
100%.
100%.
You give me $50 million over 50 years, I'd be good with that. Shit. Give it to me over my 100 years, I'd be happy with that. That's a $500,000 a year.
I'm good with that.
You know what I'm saying? Give it over my 200 year license. $250,000 a year. I'm good with that. So we can break this down. Yeah. He's got percentage on subscriptions to the MLS season pass from Apple TV paid directly to him by Apple.
Damn.
Percentage of Inter Milan shirt sales paid directly by Adidas. Also a share of Adidas profits from his MLS arrival.
Fuck.
Acquisition of a part of Inter Miami's shares after his retirement. possibility of acquiring an MLS franchise at the end of his career in the way Beckham did in 2007.
Yeah.
Also, according to reports, every MLS franchise club contributed financially to see Messi come to USA.
Damn. That's badass.
Yeah.
I fucks with that. Messi got a hell of a deal. He's set.
He's been set.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
he's set her.
He has a business. Like, if he like makes a team or buys a team, that's like money, dude.
I mean, you got money.
You got money. Give me $50 million a year. My 200 price bet.
He had more money before that.
Nah, bro.
I'll take his before money.
Yeah,
and his after money.
But I still wonder, like, what made him
all that
kind of want to come to Miami.
All that.
That's fair. It's enough.
Maybe you wanted to retire.
In the U.S. You can own a part of Inter Miami. You could buy another team. You could do both. Like this, fucking. Percentage of people buying your jersey.
Go into ownership with David Beckham.
Fuck, dude.
Keep Inter Miami around.
That's crazy. It's like
respect.
MLS kind of like making history. I feel. I don't know about making history, but making big plays. I feel like, especially with Messi.
Huge place.
It's cool that everyone contributed to that.
It's
like, damn.
It's like, well, because
y'all trying to lose.
It'll make everybody.
Elevate.
Yeah, like, because when Messi goes to your town, your tickets are really sold out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Money.
Yeah. Which sold they're like, everywhere. Hey,
yep.
They play here twice, three times a year. Then.
Which we mentioned earlier. At first, it was like $50. Now it's like $400.
Yeah, crazy.
So that's huge profit.
The resale volume, because a lot of people bought it for resale volume. Oh,
you bitch.
It's 800 to 35,000. Well, 3,500, sorry.
That's some bullshit, bro. We should have
resold these bitches.
I'm hurt.
They were $400.
And you get in line to buy tickets.
I think
so
we could
sell
that,
them for profit.
We probably would have just bought them.
Yeah.
Or and went to them.
No. Sold for profit, make double. Easy money.
And just watch it on TV?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Buy a subscription.
Buy a subscription.
We'll have the money.
Here you go.
There you go.
We grilling everything, dog. Yeah, but also, Inter Miami, they had 1 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, it went to like 5, right?
4.8 million.
Four.
Basically 5.
Damn. That's crazy. In like 24 hours?
The Messi effect.
The Messi effect, 100%. But it's funny because like the followers stayed the same. And like the other thing kind of stayed the same.
Post, yeah.
Yeah. It was like maybe like 30 more or something.
Yeah.
But it was funny.
Actually following less people. I went from following.
Fuck this guy.
I could cut off a couple, 3 people.
You know what it was? It was like the guy that knows he's not playing now. Because Messi's there, he's like, yo, family, unfollow these bitches. Beep.
That's so stupid.
Might have happened.
Good little side note there.
I'd be petty, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Fuck Messi, don't give me an autograph.
Fuck you, give me your autograph. What? Fuck you.
Give me an autograph. That's how it'd be. He'd be like, why are you mad? I'd be like, you took my job, ho. Take someone else's. Say you want to play over there.
Yeah. That's basically all I got.
Same. I do have one thing that's just not basketball related. Would you like to see it?
That's just not basketball related?
Or soccer related, sorry. Just nothing related.
Sure.
Sure. It's something. It's our dog. Jose's favorite person. You know.
Do I?
You do. He's a rapper. Changed his name.
Is it Yee?
It's Yee. So Yee and his new girl were spotted in their fit.
Hell yeah.
You seen that fit?
I did see that fit. The shoulder pads.
Is that? What is this? That's what it was like she got brought up out of a well.
She is the well.
That's true. She got part of the well with her. But...
too much drip.
Oh no, dog.
Too much drip.
Easy go, NASA. Yeah, the spandex, dog.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yo, Yeezy the Thickums, bro.
She looks like she's in a... in a wedding. Or not a wedding, fuck. A funeral. That's funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I had. Just some more Yeezy stuff. But we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey guys,
welcome back.
Yeah. Today we make a draft.
Yeah.
I still have that accent somehow. Yeah. I wasn't supposed to. Our draft is like best transfers, your most favorite transfers, whatever the fuck you're gonna do. Yeah, yeah. Don't matter. But doesn't matter what sport or anything, like you'll understand it when we go through it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So Rochambeau. Damn. Thought you were gonna go rock.
Scissors, that's funny. We picked the same thing twice.
Scissored twice.
Nice. Alright, so first. I'm gonna have to say Mbappe's going from Monaco to PSG.
He was on Monaco?
Yeah.
Makes sense. He was fast.
He was on the Monaco B, then moved up to the regular, like the best Monaco, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then we got him.
Yeah, and then from there, PSG loaned him out, and then PSG ended up buying him.
But I bought you.
From
that's disturbing.
Just because I got the stats here, you know. Fuck it. He had in Monaco B and A, he had like 30-ish points. So that was from 2015 to 2017.
Goals?
Yeah, goals.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From 2015 to 2017. So from 2017 to now, he scored like 200 goals for PSG.
I think it's on pace.
Yeah.
That was his pace. I don't think it changed moving up leagues.
It went from 4-1 season to 27. Then to PSG is 21. And then when they renewed his contract the next year was 191 goals. Until now.
So,
which is like 4 years.
5 years.
Yeah.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
I don't math. I just, you know.
I don't math. 5 to 200, that's 10.
Yeah.
So that's like 10 goals a season.
Is it? Damn.
Well, from 2018 to 2000.
Yeah.
Yeah. That don't make sense.
Yeah.
But 5 times 10. No. I was wrong.
Yeah. It's just a lot of goals.
It's 40 goals a season.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, since 2018. Sorry.
Math, hard. So, Mbappe almost broke one of his records for the League One.
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
If it was like around 40. You know.
I'm sure it 30-ish, was.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
It's about the average right now. I just rounded up, you know.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's what I do too.
Probably like 37.
Yeah.
You know.
Easy.
All right, good number one. Me, FIFA FOFUM, KD to the Warriors.
For sure.
They're just too dominant after that.
To the Warriors with Westbrook?
No.
Oh, Warriors.
Curry.
Oh, shit.
Draymond Green. KD.
Got how many rings off of that transfer?
Two.
Mm-hmm. A quick two.
Went to the four finals.
Yeah. That's a good transfer. For sure.
100%.
I'm gonna say Haaland.
Haaland
from Borussia Dortmund to Man City. Even though he kind of like he's scoring less goals, but I guess it's in the time frame.
It could be. Like, what's the time frame? Here we go. 86
to 19 to 22. So that's
3 years.
3 years. 86 goals.
So that's about...
That's 1 year, right?
Yeah, 29.
1 year for him. He might be doing better.
Probably 29, 28.
Once he evens out, he'll probably have more than 86.
29 a year.
Yeah.
And then 2022, what has he got now? 52?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's blowing that out the water already.
Yeah.
That's just this season.
Yeah, first year too.
Yeah.
On fire.
So he's probably scoring about 20 more.
I'm with that.
Better teammates.
Good move, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Better team for sure.
100%.
100%.
One thou wow. That's my dog would say.
For sure. Does T2s?
Number two. I would say LeBron going to the Heat with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
LeBron going to the Heat?
Two chips and four appearances.
Big three.
Big three.
That's what I remember them as.
Big three.
I went to a game, the middle school. I got good grades, so the middle school, like...
Courtside?
Not Courtside, no.
Nose?
But we were in the... Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But we went, there was Magic versus the Heat.
Who won?
At the Heat. I can't remember.
Probably us.
The game got to 100, though. Both teams got 100. I was like, damn. Like, I had no concept of basketball at that time. I just
what year was it?
Shit, I couldn't even tell you my boy.
It had to be at the end of the year.
Yeah, I think it was.
Probably around April.
Maybe.
That's when the season usually ends, around there.
True. And it was the end of the school year, too.
Makes sense.
It does. Your math be math, then.
What year?
I don't fucking know.
Remember.
I think it was 8th grade, but it might have been 7th grade.
April. Here we go. 2008. April. Magic. Versus Heat.
Are you trying to find the game? Yeah, like Google satellite it to see who's in the stadium.
2008, January. I think it would have been in January.
Maybe.
Heat 91, Magic 107.
Damn. That sounds about right.
That's the closest they played in 2008.
Sounds about right.
I won.
We Hell won. Yeah, dude.
We won.
We won. The cake back.
There we go. All right, what was that?
That was my second. We're on threes now.
Yeah, your turn.
I'm going to go Di Maria from Benfica to Real Madrid.
Benfica.
Yeah. His longest that he's been playing was his time in PSG, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the longest that he stayed on a team. But from Benfica to Real Madrid, he kind of got his name from there, I felt like.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's Real Madrid.
It is Real Madrid.
It's very Madrid there. Real, if you want to say it.
Yeah.
All right, three.
Three's up.
What's a good one? What is a good one? You know what's a really good one?
What's a really good one?
Messi and Inter Miami. They're pretty set.
Yeah.
He's pretty set.
He's pretty set. Like that deal is crazy, dude.
Yeah, I mean, hey. Crazy transfer, dog. Crazy getting. Or crazy fucking. Whatever you want to call it. I don't know who you are. If you're Messi, you're good. If you're the establishment, you're kind of like, oh, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
I'll go three with that.
Yeah. I think Messi's set up pretty good.
100%.
Four?
Fourth.
Eden Hazard.
Hazard?
From the some French team to Chelsea.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't do Real Madrid.
Lille to Chelsea. Nah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was good on Chelsea.
He went from 48 points to 110.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Doubled.
One of them, it was an extra season, but another time frame was kind of even out. But then he moved to Real Madrid and
did worse.
For 3 years and only has 17 goals.
Oh, that was only 17.
No, seven goals.
God damn. You're trash.
Well, 4 years, actually.
Make four it worse. 4 years. Oh, my God.
He disappeared.
At least you got one a year. Almost two a year.
Think about retiring now. Like, maybe you should.
Yeah, 100%.
No, he's good, but...
No?
Not on that team. That team fucking hated him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That 100% makes sense.
100%.
Four.
Yes, sir.
Great transfer. You know, Orlando really hasn't had any. You know what I mean? So I can't use them.
I mean,
like a trade?
You can.
We didn't really get nobody good on trades for the most part. You know?
What about Shaq, bro?
We drafted him.
That's the same thing.
Nah.
I don't know. Well, you would know.
No, I don't think that's the same. He had to play somewhere and then go somewhere. Okay. That was like college to NBA.
He wanted to be there. He had to want to be there, not needed to be there.
Yeah, right? Like, you get picked, you don't have to go.
Yeah.
You can decline.
Could you imagine? No, I'm good.
That hurts. That hurts.
Like, bitch, what?
What you mean? You good. Get the fuck out of here. Trade him. Number four for me. I kind of want to keep it soccer. You know, and do when I want to do this one as like a spite thing.
Right? Okay,
like Mane to Bayern Munich.
Yeah,
oh, like because he was beefing with Salah.
Yeah,
for no reason. They played on opposite sides.
Yeah,
they both played the same style. Take it themselves.
Yeah.
And he fucked himself.
That Bayern move was not the best one.
Yeah, I want to play that one as a spite move.
Yeah. Fifth one. I'll go to Neymar.
PSG.
From Santos to Barcelona.
Oh, Santos.
Yeah.
Los Santos?
Los Santos FC.
Was it?
Yeah, football club.
That's
Santos FC.
Isn't that a place in
Brazil?
Grand Theft Auto?
Los Santos. Shit.
That's Grand Theft Auto.
Hey, G's up.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think definitely made his name out in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And broke out.
Yeah, 100%.
Honey.
Five? Close it out. Anthony Davis to the Lakers. It was the most I've ever gave up for one player. Yeah. NBA.
Mm.
It was like 3-4 players all picked in the top 5. Plus like, I don't know, it's like 3-4 first round draft picks, like 3-4 second round draft picks and money for Anthony Davis to go to the Lakers. It was the biggest like thing trade in history.
Yeah.
So
from where?
New Orleans.
Oh shit.
To
damn, yeah.
LA.
G's up.
New Orleans got so many first round draft picks and second round, so does OKC.
Well, they just pick the first guy and just like trade him to get money or what?
They go into rebuild mode, they acquire picks by trading off all their players. They're like, yeah, we'll take a bunch of picks and just run with these like $1 million guys and just be ass. You know?
Yeah.
And then just get high draft picks and accumulate and start over. That's how it goes.
Good draft.
Good draft. Song of the week now, guys. Do you know who goes first?
I think I do.
You remember what we picked last week?
Nah.
I'm calling you daddy.
Alright.
Wait on me.
That fucking threw me off, bro.
I'm gonna go to like my 2017 playlist. Just pick something off there. Ooh, I got one already. You know who Rich Brian is?
No.
He's rich. And Brian.
So I gotta go first, right?
You do.
I got Annihilate. Metro Boomin.
Oh, okay.
Sway Lee, Lil Wang.
Sway Lee?
The new Spider-Man soundtrack.
Oh, okay. What was it called again?
Annihilate.
Another dimension. Fear is non-existence.
Yeah, little Wayne's lighter in the back.
Oh, this is a good Lil Wayne song, finally. Huh? At least Lil Wayne's decent in it.
I get arachnophobia.
This is back in the day, Lil Wayne. You can hear by the voice, too. Yeah, that's a good Lil Wayne song.
It's a pretty nice song.
I fucks with that hardcore.
Honestly, that album's pretty good. Spider-Man album.
That song had the
Metro Boomin produced all of it, so.
But
it slaps.
That Lil Wayne song was good. Yeah. At least his verse. Yeah. About time we hit a good Lil Wayne verse. All right, mine. I got that stick.
That stick.
Right. Rich Brian. But before that.
Do you know what song it is then, right?
100%.
Okay.
You know.
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe until you play it.
It's Japanese.
Oh, okay. Right. Japanese. Right. Sounds fire.
It's got a great name, right? Before that, though. Yeah, you can catch us on Facebook and Spotify, wherever else you get your podcast.
Yes, sir.
The Kickback PC, the Kickback Podcast, whatever. Facebook, Spotify, wherever you get podcasts. Also check out
Elevated Media.
100%.
At elevatedmedia.mda.
Where at?
Instagram and TikTok.
And Facebook.
Oh, you can also find me on Facebook.
100%.
100%.
Alright, now we're gonna get that stick.
That Trapanese stick.
That stick.
That Trapanese that stick.
With the money sign.
Alright.
As an S.
Hit him up. Why do I remember this?
Harvey?
What you doing, boy?
That guy. Fire.
Yeah. People be starving and people be killing for food with that crack and that's one of the wish motherfuckers. They stay eating good, drop a wish, living good. Hold a sick locks, but you been a bitch, sucker, thick cock, fucking rip. That's what we hear this.